The Jacksonville Transportation Authority is going after federal funding to repair some train tracks in the San Marco area. As Bill Delaney tells us, that could open the door for passenger rail downtown. This is The Jackson on WJCT. Bill, what is JTA trying to do with this grant?
It would be a $35 million grant that would repair train tracks and signaling infrastructure in San Marco. So it would help fix the freight train choke point that they have there that causes all the slowdowns, improve access, safety, and all of that.
There's always a train. Every single time you try to get home, there's always a train.
Exactly. And they'll stop on the tracks when they're not supposed to. And the reason for that is because the infrastructure is old and causing problems.
So JTA wants to make some upgrades. How would that open the door for passenger rail?
Well, the thing is that the area that they're working on now is owned by Florida East Coast Railway, which owns tracks that run from San Marco all the way down to Miami. And so this is a corridor that's frequently talked about for passenger rail. Ever since Amtrak left the Prime Osborne in 1974, the city's been trying to find ways to bring rail back downtown. And there's been talk about commuter rail, which is, you know, in contrast to something like the Skyway that circulates downtown, it reaches out into the suburbs to bring downtown workers up there. You know, in the past, Jacksonville hasn't really gotten past the conceptual stage of commuter rail, although it's something you see in most of our peer cities at this point, you know, Charlotte, Orlando, Salt Lake City, Nashville.
And just to be clear, we do have some passenger trains leaving and arriving in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, we have Amtrak. They formerly operated in the Prime Osborne downtown. In 1974, after years of declining use, they pulled up stakes and moved up to the northwest about 5 miles away to what's colorfully known as an Am Shack.
Where would the stop be downtown?
Well, JTA at an August board meeting actually talked about commuter rail, which usually isn't something that's been well planned, but they talked about bringing it back to the Prime Osborne, which has kind of been the dream ever since Amtrak left. You know, they've since said that they don't have any firm plans, but there are other systems that this could benefit. One of the more interesting ones is Brightline, the first privately owned passenger train company in the country since the 1980s. And it's currently operating between Miami and West Palm Beach. They're in the process of expanding to Orlando with a stop in Cocoa, and they have talked about expanding to Tampa and also to Jacksonville and using Jacksonville to go even farther north. And the interesting thing about this is that Brightline is under the same corporate umbrella as Florida East Coast Railway, who are the owners of the tracks that JTA is trying to work on and who is supporting the whole project. And those are the exact tracks that Brightline would need to take to get up here.
So what will it take? We're still in the process of applying for this grant?
Yeah, so it's a pretty big ask. There's only about $311 million in the grant, and Jacksonville alone would need $35 million of it. Even if it were to work, it would be years of planning to see something like commuter rail, Brightline, or Amtrak come back downtown. But it is positive to see the city seriously considering this. You know, in the past, we've kind of deferred action on these kind of things, but it's something that, you know, every downtown advocate and consultant group has said would be a huge benefit to La Villa and downtown.
That's Bill Delaney. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority.